Draft Trap. This is episode 201. I'm your host, Ben. And we're first picking Selvala. I haven't actually seen this card hit the battlefield yet on either my side or my opponent's. So this is going to be a good one. I'm excited for this. I love Selvala. I have the old version of the card, not the mono green one, but the green white one from ages ago. One of my favorite commander decks of all time. That deck is just such nonsense. It's like group hugs, but also sort of group slugs, but also sort of, well, just casting giant angels. This thing is a 4-mana 4/5 vigilance. I don't really need to read any further, but I guess I can. Whenever you cast a creature spell, you make 1/1 mercenary. You can tap to choose a color, add 1 mana of that color for each different power among creatures you control. Seems super busted. Requisition rate's pretty good too. Maybe we'll reel the Intrepid Stablemaster. Ramping into Selvala seems great. Trained Aurancs, I mean, this is the type of pack you want to open and sealed, right? Even a Dance of the Tumbleweeds. A lot of good green and white cards, and green white, it's the best deck in the format right now. So I think we'll take the green white mythic and, Contagion Engine. 6 mana, you can pay 4, tap to proliferate twice. Yeah, that's cool and all. Yeah, you can shrink your opponent's board, but there are some other good options. There's a Journey to Nowhere, just good white removal. There's a Snakeskin Veil, seems good with Selvala. There's also a Prairie Dog, which doesn't necessarily work that well with Selvala. These are very off-vector from each other, right? Selvala wants you to just dump as many creatures as you can, which usually requires tapping out. Prairie Dog asks that you pass the turn without casting a spell, and what are you going to do? Have 4 mana and not cast Selvala? Ugh. Contagion Engine could just be a straight-up bomb. I haven't really played with or against this card yet, though. I think just something like Snakeskin Veil or Journey to Nowhere is better. Removal is just so important in this format. I think I got to take the Journey to Nowhere. Hopefully pick up a... Ooh. I mean, hey. Sometimes the draft just works out. I'm not going to complain. Another Snakeskin Veil. Also a Miriam, though. And if we could be green-white, we're going to be putting some mounts in our deck. This card is super good with mounts and vehicles. The Mobile Homestead, if I could pick one of those up. Rakdos Joins Up is just whatever. It's a reanimate. Same with Lively Dirge. Armadillo, Snakeskin Veil. It looks like green and white are a little thin, this pack. Snakeskin Veil aside. Let's just slam the Miriam and try to just jam green-white. Okay, I was kind of hoping for a mount here, but there's a Bedevil. Looks like black-red is pretty open. But given our options, I mean, I just like what we're doing more. I don't mind Bristlepack Sentry. I also don't mind Holy Cow. Neither of these are more on Vector, although I guess technically the Holy Cow is, because it'd be our first 2-power creature. And Selvala cares about different... She just pumps out a bunch of mercenaries. I guess it doesn't matter. But what are we more likely to be into? A Bristlepack Sentry or a Holy Cow? We don't care about the flash too much, and this body on the Holy Cow is a little thin. Sometimes, though, green-white decks do struggle to close out against the deck that's just going bigger. We're not going to be worried about 2-drops. I think I'll go with the Holy Cow here. Could be an argument for taking the Scalestorm Summoner, but if we're going green-white, I don't really want to splash. Ooh, okay. 2 good options here. Cac Tarantula and Bounding Felidar. Imps Mischief. Sterling Supplier, not really on the radar. Oasis Gardener, you could play for playing 3 colors. I actually really like this in the... anytime I have a Cruel Ultimatum in my deck, let's just say I want a bunch of these. I really like the Bounding Felidar, though. This sort of lets the green-white deck go super over the top. And it keeps the early 2-drop creatures and 3-drop creatures relevant into the late game. Something like the Trained Aurynx. It gets blanked by a 2-4, right? Unless you have Mercenary Tokens from Selvala. Or unless you have ways to grow those. So, slam the Felidar here. Nice, Mystical Tether. Basically an O-ring. Cast it with Flash if you pay 2 more. Hindering Light, another Scalestorm Summoner. Wouldn't mind a Tumbleweed Rising in this deck, but none of our powers are that big. This is better with the big, beefy green creatures that you know are in like the Ramp Deserts deck. Go with the Tether. It's an O-ring at common. Taiwa Keen, huh? We're not really in green, but I don't see us going into red-white. Not really with this setup. I mean, we really want to be playing Selvala and Miriam. These are strong cards. Terminal Agony, Taiwa Keen. Bedrock Sentinel doesn't really do anything for us. No mounts besides the Bounding Felidar. Miriam really works well with mounts and vehicles. So I would take a vehicle out of this pack. Sometimes those things just glide around in pack 7 and 8. Honestly, I guess we take the commando. This is the most likely card to make our deck, but I'm kind of tempted to just take the Taiwo Keen, basically just for the gems. I'll resist. Another round. We don't really care about flickering here. I guess flickering Free Strider commando works. And flickering Holy Cow works. But this is only other creatures. Kind of a nombo with the Felidar. Reset all your counters. Go with the Medic, although I don't really want to play it. I'm going to start it in the sideboard. We back to the Wheel Pack. Gold Rush Wheeled and Requisition Raid Wheeled. I don't mind Requisition Raid. We're playing best of three, so you're more likely to want to maybe side this in or out, depending on what your opponent has. There's a Fling. Gold Rush. We don't really care about the treasure. There's better pump spells. We really want Take Up the Shield and Snakeskin Veil specifically. I'll take the Raid. I was kind of hoping to wheel a Snakeskin Veil, but, you know, that's not super likely. Wingsmith, Armadillo, I don't think we really care about these. I guess we could take the Charger, because it's a mount, and there's a small chance it makes the deck. We're not playing any of these. I'll take the Mine Raider, I guess. Quick draw. Red seems decently open. Alright, pack two, pick one. We've got Kellen. Ooh, okay. Kellen the Kid, Cactarantula, Take Up the Shield. Okay, this is going to be one of those unfortunate vegetables picks. Kellen the Kid is awesome. 3 mana, 3/3 flying lifelink. Whenever you cast a spell from anywhere other than your hand, you can free cast something. And if you don't, you put a land on the battlefield. But this is just so horrendously off vector. It's going to make our mana a lot worse to attempt to play it. Now, if this was just green-white colorless for a 3/3 lifelink flying, you just slam that. But we have no fixing. We have no mana dorks that tap for any color. Honestly, I think it's got to be Take Up the Shield. The vector of this deck points towards putting mounts on the battlefield, protecting them with Miriam and other ways. We don't really have any yet, but I don't really want to branch into blue right now. Kellen's amazing card. Honestly, so is Cactarantula, but I think I'm going to go with the Take Up the Shield here. We would take a Trained Aurynx above basically anything at this point. Looks like we don't quite get the chance to. Here, there's a Hell to Pay. Lazav. Hollow Marauder. This card's really sweet. Savage Smash. If we wanted to go for the green splash, or the red splash, rather. But we have two good options within our colors here. We have a Giant Beaver. Got to get on that Giant Beaver. And we've got a Hard Bristle Bandit. I do like the Bandit, ramping us into Selvala, or plotting Free Strider. We could hope to pick up some of the bigger green stuff. Giant Beaver's good, but I think we can do better. I know I was saying we'd take a good mount above everything, but I really meant a good 2-drop, like the Trained Aurynx. I think I want to go with a Bandit here. We have a couple ways to trigger this thing's untap, commit crimes. I don't think I'm going to miss taking a Giant Beaver. I bet I could get another one. I think I would miss a Hard Bristle Bandit. Interesting. So we've got a Prairie Dog, another one. Stubborn Burrow Fiend. This one has a bit of a graveyard vector. It's not really... It's dumping creatures in your graveyard. We'd rather have them in our hands or on the battlefield. This works best in green-black. I don't love it in green-white, and we're not that desperate for kind of a below-rate mount. Just a mounting the saddling this to attack for two. Like, whatever. I think I might just go with the value pick of a Prairie Dog. Like, sometimes we might just take a Prairie Dog and just pass the turn a couple times and then win the game. There's a Bridled Bighorn, but again, I'm not that into the bad mounts. I'd rather just take a good one. Oh, here are some mount cards. Take Up the Shield. Shepherd of the Clouds. This card is so good. Honestly, every time my opponent casts this thing, I feel like I'm about to lose. So I think I'm going to take the Shepherd. It's kind of the Sarah Angel of the set, but it's also a Gravedigger. Like, brings it back, or if I happen to have, if I can pick up a couple more mounts, then this thing could even return a 3-mana or less card to the battlefield, which is good with good, cheap cards like Miriam. I guess if I have a mount that even brings in Free Strider Commando as a 5/5. Honestly, wouldn't mind wheeling Steer Clear here. Take Up the Shield, Cactarantula, one of these might come back. Don't play Bovine Intervention, it's not good. You can't give your opponent the 2/2. Not the best pack here. Ariat's Lullaby is not really what this deck cares about. We want to be attacking. We don't really care what they do to us. Sterling Keykeeper. So expensive to activate. I'm going to take the Thunder Lasso. I like this card a lot. this does align with our aggressive beatdown vector, along with trying to protect our creatures. Ooh, nice, Intrepid Stablemaster. So it does seem like mounts are pretty open. Every time I see Hindering, like, I think it's Fracture Identity, and I must slam it immediately. Arts and frames are pretty similar. Luxurious Locomotive, I'm looking more for Mobile Homestead to go with Miriam. This one's just whatever. Steer Clear, another Freeze Shatter Commando, but I'm going to take the Intrepid Stablemaster. Now we have two Mana Dorks at two, so... this is kind of a stone whiff. What do we take here? Highway Robbery? Malcolm for the gems? I'm going to take the Lonely Arroyo in case we open... Well, maybe we'll wheel Kellen, right? If Kellen came back, I probably would play it. Alright, Sheriff of Safe Passage can be fine here. Pretty good with Selvala. Make a bunch of dudes, and this comes in as a massive creature. Let's see if anyone took Kellen. Duh, someone took Kellen. Shame. Alright, we'll take a Lullaby. Maybe we'll play it, maybe not. Wow, a lot of blue cards going around. Feels like green is cut. The secret's out. Green's the best color. Everyone kind of knows it now. Guess I'll take a Loan Shark. It's the best of these cards. None of these are playable. Outside of maybe Corrupted Conviction and Black White. But otherwise, none of these are playable. Take a Boombox for the couple gems that gives us, I guess. Alright, deck needs a couple things. Needs mounts. Really, we have all the pieces to go with it. We've got Mystical Tether, Thunderlass. So we have these sort of extra pieces. We even have a really strong card to go with it, but honestly, I haven't felt pulled any direction. I think just kind of going along the green-white vector has felt good. We picked up that Miriam pretty early after that, too. Got some good removal. Creature count, non-creature count looking pretty good. We wouldn't mind a couple more removal spells, or honestly, I take up the shield or two. And then just like three or four good mounts. I guess we have a Luxurious Locomotive anyway. Yeah, okay, Obika is not really what we want here. Look, someone might be snapping up the mounts. It feels like someone else out there might be taking good green and white cards. But, Beastbun Outcaster, this card's really strong. How many ways do we have to make a 4-power creature? We've got these three, the Selvala, Shepherd, and Bounding Felidar. Freeze Shatter Commando can come in as that. Sheriff often will come in as that. It's really good. Or, you know, maybe now that we have two of these, two mana dorks, right? Also, the Intrepid Stablemaster floats two mana of any one color to cast mounts and vehicles. Let's go with the Beaver. Kellen's taunting us. Kellen joins up. This card is whatever. Oh, there's a Mobile Homestead. I take up the shield. Stage security is whatever. Wow, we could have had a lot of prairie dogs. We've only got the one right now. I actually really like Mobile Homestead and Green-White. This card's really strong. Just feels a lot like a Smuggler's Copter when you get it going, except it just draws the cards. You don't even have to discard, right? That or take up the shield. Ankle Biter is good, but it's not really a long vector for this. We're not really defensive, which Ankle Biter is. Ankle Biter, the strength is that you pay one mana and trade for however many mana they put into their creature, and you go card for card. You always trade up on mana with this. We're not really trying to do that. We're trying to convert mana and cards into damage. I'll go with the Homestead here. Maybe wheel something. Ooh, okay. Another Giant Beaver, but I can't really pass Lasso by the Law. This card is sick. There's a lot of cards in the set that are like this, that just sort of make a mercenary when they come in. You can think of this a lot as like a 3-mana 1-1 Banisher Priest. Except when they kill the Banisher Priest, the card stays exiled. So, a really good card. Gotta just slam the good efficient removal there. Okay. Bridled Bighorn, are we that desperate for mounts? Shepherd of the Clouds, Miriam, Stablemaster. I mean, I guess. I could also take a Creosote Heath. An Omenport Vigilante. We are sort of desperate for creatures. I don't think I could take the Heath here. Unfortunately, I think I just got to go with the Bighorn. Little embarrassing. This card's kind of... Oh! We did it. We were in the right vector the entire time. We got a pick 5 Congregation Griff. This card is awesome. It makes me feel a lot better about picking up the Giant Beaver and Bridled Bighorn. Slam that guy. Get in there, Mr. Griff. What do we got? Vanishing Verse? No. Map the Frontier? We're not really playing any of this. Tumbleweed Rising, I guess? I don't really like this card that much. It's actually kind of a non-bo with Selvala, right? It's not even a creature, but it makes a creature. I'll take it, but I don't really want to play it. Looks like I'm not out of a choice. We're starting to get in out of the dredges already, and it's only pick 7. A lot of bovine interventions going around. Really would have wished these were something else, like a Congregation Griff. Guess we could take a Sterling Keykeeper. Not a big fan of that card. Ooh. Pick 8 Fel the Mighty? That's a Wrath. This card is great. You need to be able to work with it. You have to be able to build around it sufficiently, but something like Congregation Griff is the perfect... Wow. A pick... A literal last possible pick. Good rare for our deck. Okay. That's interesting. So, what else can we do with that? I guess we can make a million tokens with Selvala and then wipe the board. Alright, here we'll just take an Obika for the gems. We're not playing the Arroyo. We really want, like, two more creatures. Two more creatures, and we have them. We have an Outlaw Medic. We have Sterling Keykeeper. We even have, like, the Luxurious Locomotive, if you want to call that a creature. But maybe we get back... Okay, Stagecoach Security. Yeah, that's fine. Kellen joins up. Not doing it for us. Wow, whoever took Kellen isn't taking the Kellen joins up. Flavor fail. It's on them. Oh wow, Omen Port Vigilante and Crazo Heath came back. We can do some crimes in this deck, right? I think we'll take the Vigilante. Puts us up to a good creature count. Yeah. Who needs good mana? Our mana is going to be pretty simple anyway. We don't have a lot of double colored pips. More white cards, so we play 9 and 8. I bet Arena's going to do it for us. There it is. Funny, I would have rather had both the Heath and the Vigilante, because they pair really well together. I don't think I want the Arroyo to ping with the Vigilante. I'm not quite going that deep. This looks like a nice little green-white deck. I would have really liked some of the Trained Arynx. Shame having the Vigilante and Prairie Dog instead of those. I would swap both of these uncommons that are off-vector, right? This one cares about committing crimes. This one cares about passing the turn. We won't be doing those two all that often, but when we do, it'll be good. We've got the Hard Bristle Bandit and the Stable Master ramp. The Mobile Homestead and the Miriam is sort of like part of our, vehicles/mounts package. Bighorn and Beaver. Yeah, we could have used something a little better. We have the Felidar. Actually, ramping in a Felidar on turn 4 with the Stable Master seems really good. Turn 4, 4/7. Jeez, this thing taps for 2 mana of any one color. Really strong. Two of any one color, I guess I could play the Locomotive, but this card seems a little flimsy. And Crew 1, we're not really making... I guess Selvala is the only thing that makes 1/1s, so we'd probably have to tap a bigger creature, and at that point you're not using that bigger creature effectively. All right, let's take a look at this deck. Hello, deck. How do you win the game? I think this deck wins the game just sort of through efficient attacks. So attacking with Thunder Lasso, Congregation Griff, an attack with Take Up the Shield Up where you get to double block something, or even flashing in Mystical Tether. And then just big creatures. Bounding Felidar, Stagecoach Security to maybe buff a bunch of creatures made by Selvala. Occasionally we'll just get to grow our board gradually, like by Giant Beaver, Bridled Bighorn, and to a lesser extent stuff like Sheriff of Safe Passage and Freeze Shredder Commando. This card's kind of junk. I don't love the fact that it's in the deck, but I think it has to make it in. And every once in a while, we will just cast Fel the Mighty and win the game on the spot. I don't see this working out too poorly for us ever. I can't imagine a scenario where we would want to cast this, but we couldn't, right? Green-white, I mean, the creatures are never that big. Something like Congregation Griff, really strong combo with Fel the Mighty. Out of this deck, seems pretty good. Before we hop into a game with it, though, let's do some housekeeping. Can you believe this is already Draft Chaff 201? Man. Yeehaw. Let's run through a couple things before we hop into our game. As always, patrons, y'all are the coolest, the best, just the greatest people we know, right? You really help and keep this show going the way it is. honestly, helping stuff like the bounty boards. I reached out to the bounty board winners from the murders at Karlov Manor. Man, what a name. They'll be getting their packs. So those that have been hyping up the bounty boards for this set, man, turns out some of the bounties are a little easier to claim than I may have thought. May have to make some mid-season adjustments. But honestly, been loving seeing people claim those bounties. I kind of claimed one today. I cast Cruel Ultimatum off of Make Your Own Luck. It was really sick. By the way, the stickers are en route, to me at least. And then patrons, those that are at the sticker level, you'll be getting some of the Murders at Karlov Manor stickers coming your way. Which, by the way, I don't think I ever actually revealed the sticker design. Our amazing artist Julia has given us this. This was themed after the Novice Inspector. And I love this. This is, hopefully you're watching, right? The big YouTube era shift, or via Spotify, Spotify video. If you're listening, I recommend pulling this up and taking a look. It's pretty cool. So it's a hand holding a magnifying glass, and if you look carefully, you might spot a little logo in there that you recognize. It's sort of on like a crowded desk. I love this. And actually, I ordered a bunch more Draft Chaff stickers too. So as a thank you to those who have been waiting for these, they're a little later than usual. We had some, you know, channel shifts, so, you know, things may have gotten lost in translation here and there. I'm going to toss some Draft Chaff stickers in for those that are getting these stickers anyway. If you're interested in getting these cool stickers to rep the brand, rep the Chafficionado pride, check out the Patreon, right? It's actually just $3 an episode to get these cool stickers. So what is that? Like weekly episodes, $3 an episode. That's like a weekly coffee, right? Actually, it's kind of cheaper than coffee. Depends on what kind of coffee you get, I guess. Anyway, patrons, really appreciate it. And by the way, check out the Discord. If you're not in there, I don't know how you're going to claim the bounties. Remember, you got to claim those bounties to get the free packs at the end of the season. And just look at that little cowboy hat in the Discord logo. Doesn't that make you want to hop in, right? And for those watching on YouTube, I guess this is the time when I should say like, comment, and subscribe. I don't really know how this YouTube stuff works still, but I'm figuring it out, and it's a lot of fun along the way. Time for a Teferi Tybalt for this week. Teferis, it's Cube Cabin this weekend. I've been looking forward to Cuban basically the last like 3 months or so. Some friends and I are gathering at a cabin up in New York. We're going to be jamming some Cube, jamming some Outlaws at Thunder Junction, and a whole bunch of other good sets. Most importantly, jamming the Draft Chaff Cube, which I have here ready to go in my Cube majigs with my beautiful case. I love my Cube so much. This thing is great, and I'm excited to draft it with friends. That's going to be a great weekend of just nonstop drafting. The Pro Tour is also this weekend, so that'll be pretty cool to watch. The stream will be going in the background as we're Cuban. And I actually just made Mythic, maybe like an hour before I started recording. Inconstructed, though, which is... I've been practicing for Pioneer. The RCQ season's coming up, and I'm getting ready to jam. And, I went camping last weekend. That was pretty cool. I managed to survive. I posted on Twitter saying that I sold a bunch of Magic cards and bought myself a tent, which is, pretty cool trade-off, I think. Now, my Tybalt, behind on grading, as always. But even just while recording this, another Tybalt arose. It's springtime. That means the bugs are out. And unfortunately... Well, while I am a self-proclaimed pacifist and I believe in the value of all life, I can't stand house centipedes. And literally as I was recording, one just crawled down my wall right towards my feet, and I had to pause to get that guy out of there. Because I know they're good bugs to have in the house, but I just... Anything that scuttles, I want that nowhere near me. Anyway, just a reminder about the bounties. I think we're going to need to make an adjustment. I never knew how common mounting confusion would get. It turns out there's a lot of mounts. I kind of wish that I had more mounts in my deck that I'm about to play, right? But saddling a mount with another mount is actually very easy and actually common, happening multiple times a game. I think for that reason, I have to put a cap on bounties, which hasn't actually come up before because for the most part, we've done a good job of making sure that they aren't that repetitive. But I think it'd be fair to say that you can't claim one bounty more than, say, 5 times. I looked at the ones that were already claimed, especially Mana Confusion, and this one seemed to be claimed about that many times at max, so I think this will be fair. That way, you know, you don't have to keep accumulating 1 point every time you claim it. Because once you claim it, then each additional claim is just worth 1 point rather than the 5 or 7 or 10 that they're worth. So I think that'll be maybe the most fair way to handle this. And in the future, maybe I'll look at the common cards with a little more scrutiny when designing my my bounties. With that, let's get into the game. Barucho 93 with Kellen the Kid. Let's see what you got. We're on the play. That's nice. That hand is not nice. That's what you call a mulligan. We can plot this on 2, 3, 4. Raid isn't quite as good if you're not going wide, and our hand isn't... Well, Sheriff isn't the best either, but it would at least come down with 3 counters on it. And we can't really put back lands when we're on the play. Watch, they're going to have like an artifact and an enchantment in their opening hand. Looks like opponent mulligan too, so I don't feel quite as bad. And this will help us use mana pretty efficiently. Another mount would be good. Actually, the sheep, the stupid bighorn, would be pretty good getting to go wide for our sheriff's safe passage and also help buff up the congregation griff. Prairie dog. Let's see how... Oh. Selvala. That. Oh, the sheriff. That's nice. All right, next turn we're going to go... Oh, wow, that's super sick. We're going to go Selvala into sheriff. It's going to trigger, make a 1-1. The sheriff will come in with another counter on it. The only reason I could be swayed off doing that game plan is if we somehow top deck another cheap creature. Otherwise, I think I'm just going to do that. That is a cheap creature. But, I mean, by that point, we've already going to have the sheriff in play. Let's just Selvala. And then sheriff. Get the 1-1. Comes in with one other counter. Yeah, that's how we drew it up, right? Well, I mean, their start wasn't bad. They played perfect Bant. Prairie Dog into a reasonable 4-2. I mean, I was going to have to tap the sheriff to crew this. They were going to be able to get an attack in, but maybe they just couldn't, right? I mean, was I going to block with Selvala? Not if they attack with the Drover Grizzly. They could have any number of the good tricks in this set. Let's be honest, though. That was going to be a tough game to lose. Okay, so Drover Grizzly does actually want me to bring in Ariat's Lullaby. Just as like a way to kill stuff. And if they're playing small things, maybe the Fell the Mighty isn't good. We've kind of learned our lesson from that teamer matchup that Fell the Mighty just might not be at its best unless they're playing... I mean, they are playing green. I mean, look at Fell the Mighty on this board. If it was in hand, I just wouldn't have cast it. I would have used Congregation Griff. It is just strong enough that you can maneuver it. Maybe something like... we didn't see any removal. Honestly, Requisition Raid might go down. Against the deck that's going tall, Raid gets better because, you know, you're buffing your go-wide board. Let's see what that looks like. I have a feeling that's going to work out better. Okay. We go Hard Bristle Bandit. Second white source would be good here. Otherwise, Hard Bristle Bandit ramps us, but it doesn't really help us. It just gives us our first white source, and then we don't get the double spell. Ooh, okay. This taps just for green. That helps a little bit. Shepherd of the Clouds. Okay, this is an interesting hand. I think I want to get down the Bandit first because this guarantees us a white source. The Stable Master, even if we were to top deck something like the Bighorn Sheep or the Felidar? Bounding Felidar, is that it? Okay, there we go. Now we get to functionally double spell. We could leave up, take up the shield here, but they really can't have removal with no creatures on board. Green and white, all of its removal is like specialty based or fight spell based. Oh, holy cow, okay. Now after this, we're going to want to leave up to take up the shield pretty intensely. Not going to want to get blown out by any of Green's million fight spells. Wouldn't surprise me if they just had one here. Yeah. This unfortunately only hits creatures and not non-land permanents. This has reach? I think we go no. We could just slam the Shepherd here, but we can probably get more value from that. This is a little weird, but I think I might just pass. I think I can attack and pass. I just don't really want to run out the Shepherd without getting value off of this in some way. Maybe I should have traded the Stable Master. Ooh, Matter Weaver. Real good card. That's going to get journeyed. Nice, they left up the mana. Yeah. Yeah, that card's really strong. It's basically their own little Selvala. Kind of funny they have two cards that do that in the same set. Spit out 1/1s. Mobile Homestead. Unfortunately, it does not have haste as we do not actively control a mount. We'll tap the Bandit. We get to play the Homestead, and then we get to leave up, take up the shield. And we can just pass here. If they attack with the Holy Cow, I think I would block with the Stable Master this time. And then use the Shepherd to get it back. Who knows, maybe I bite out, I could bait out their own take up the shield. Nope, they just want to trade. That works. Giant Beaver. You got a Giant Beaver. Fel. Ooh, this is a nice time for Fel the Mighty. Okay. I'm just going to pass. All right. Glad we left in Fel the Mighty. This is going to work out really well. So they're going to probably play something else here. And I hope... Yeah, they're going to use the Sentry to crew the Beaver. Smack for 4. What I want more than anything in this world right now is for them to play Giant Creature in the second main phase. Because if they do, I basically just win the game. Okay, they did nothing. Let's see if I can get them here. I guess I'm technically supposed to tap this. I guess I'm also technically supposed to target their gnome. That way, if they have a removal spell to try to blow this out. No, it worked. Excellent. So now we get to play the Prairie Dog. Crew the Mobile Homestead. Attack with the Mobile Homestead. Sheriff. Okay. We are leaving down take up the shield, but let's be honest. If they had a kill spell, they would have used it just now. Aegis. That is why they're splashing blue, it looks like. They can clone their gnome into a prairie dog. It's pretty cool. I can get back the Stable Master if I want to. Do I want to? I think I'd rather just keep attacking with this guy. But this thing is going to be annoying. It's going to keep attacking. And getting a bunch of life. I could just run out the Sheriff as a bad 3-mana 2-2 that crews the Homestead. Thing is, I kind of want the Homestead to be crewed before I play this, because that's just a creature I'm kind of leaving dead on the board. Let's go Shepherd. I unfortunately do not control a mount. Doesn't... But weirdly, this one doesn't proc off vehicles, just mounts. And this is awkward to use our Vigilance massive creature to crew this, but we will just smack. We just gotta wipe the... Ooh, that's great. Honestly, do I care about all their stuff becoming prairie dogs? Like, is that gonna downgrade most of their things? Maybe. Throw. Yeah. Too bad I don't have that take up the shield, but I think we still play that out fine. Okay, they have another actual prairie dog. So now they're just going to start passing the turn and growing their guys forever. We're definitely lassoing something. Question is it the Aegis? It is until that leaves. So I guess we hit the Aegis here. Let's tap properly. This will give us back our prairie dog. And this is looking better for the Sheriff of Safe Passage. Oh, what's under here again? Miriam? We don't really have any mounts. We don't care about that. Let's hit the Aegis. This will re-downgrade their dude into a 1-1. And here I think... Ooh, they have a response? Weird. They had a pause. I think we just go Stable Master. Crew up in the Mobile Homestead and smack. If they have something like a take up the shield, it wouldn't surprise me if they use it here. Just to trade that card for the Mobile Homestead. This thing is going to get me a lot of value. Like, look at that. Clearing lands off the top in the mid to late game is so nice with this thing. They didn't use it. I think if they had their own take up the shield, they would have used it there. All right, could we get Salvala off the top? That'd be pretty sweet. Paladin's nice. My sheriff is going to be much larger. Whoa. That attack sort of implies they had to take up the shield after all. Stagecoat sentry. Okay. I think we'll go... This taps for mana. We're not attacking with the prayer dog, let's be honest. So we'll do this. Now I have max creatures on the field, so I think we slam the sheriff now. I don't really want to plot it. I'd rather have this be able to attack with the Stagecoach Sentry if I cast this next turn. Mercenary on the homestead. This sort of disguises my attack. I can attack into the Spinewood's Paladin now. Even though I was able to anyway, thanks to take up the shield, now it's a lot less suspicious. Ooh, Felidar. Cool. We're top decking pretty well here, but that is in big part due to the mobile homestead. I'm going to let this go. This might bait out their own take up the shield. Oh, they had Veil. Oh, this is going to be rough for my opponent. I'm sorry, opponent. Unfortunately, mine gives indestructible and theirs does not. And now my homestead has a counter on it permanently. And I get a bunch of life. Yeah, it's pretty good. I think this turn I'll be able to... Oh. I guess we'll never find out.